Augusta. Hey, Augusta. Hey, Augusta.
Hey, nah. Yeah, Javon Bibbs.
What's going on, Javon?
Not much, man. I just got back off tour. Me, Eddie Murphy. I went right in the line. That's how you gotta kick a conversation off nowadays. Just start off with a good lie. That's right. When we introduce yourself, you gotta just start off with a complete lie, but then go into the truth. That's what makes it better when you lie, but then admit to yourself, okay, I'm lying, and go into the truth. The truth is, I've been chilling, man. I went to New York. I took my son to New York, man. We kicked it, dog. That was it, man. Went to New York, and I ain't really even performed for real like that. You know what I'm saying? But we had absolute good time. Yeah. So yeah.
Reminisce. What's been going on?
Remember lie.
Chill.
Did you do some stuff with Russell Simmons and Kid Capri?
Yeah. Okay. You know, I do it every weekend with him.
You was at the Pride Fest.
Pause.
Right? Yeah. You did the Pride Fest too, right?
No, I was not.
Okay.
No. I skipped that one.
Tay Simpson was going on.
Yeah, shit, not much, man. Same old.
The lie. You got to go to the lie first.
Damn. What's a really good lie?
Were you just with George Clooney?
And Nicolas Cage.
That's random. And Nicolas Cage.
Right.
Just name all the B-list actors.
Yeah, Nicolas. And it's mad. Nicolas Cage will probably think he's an A-list actor, though. Even though you have to show him all the movies he's done lately, and he'll be like, nah, bro.
let's look at your roster, bro.
Let's look at the last 3 years.
Yeah, you ain't
bad
done
part
nothing,
about it is.
You ain't done nothing good since Gone with 60 Seconds.
But even B-list, Nicolas Cage can come in here probably and buy lives right now.
No, he can't. The IRS is trying to get like $2-3 million from him.
Nah, for real.
Yeah. He'd be sitting right here and be like, hey, Javon, you got 20 on my gas.
Nah, he's
sitting out there with a Porsche.
He'd
be like,
bankrupt, he's still the rich.
He's suing his manager right now.
For real?
Yeah.
Javon, he's a lot lower than you believe.
Damn, my fault. I thought all
and then asked for $20.
I thought all white actors that
his
had
last
made
movie was on video on demand.
Wow.
Like, go look up his last few movies. You're like, damn, I didn't know he even did these movies.
Damn, wow. Nick.
Yeah, Nick is hurting out bad. Like, what was that other one? Left Behind, where they did the remake of Left Behind. Did you see that, Teddy? I know you probably seen it, right?
Nah, it was the remake
the
with Kirk
Cameron. If y'all ever want to just have some fun, like, and you really got nothing, I mean, when I'm saying nothing to do, like, literally a lot nothing to do, go watch the Kirk Cameron series of movies. It's a trilogy called Left Behind. It's based off the books Left Behind, which is based off some apocalyptical Christian based.
The Rapture.
Yeah. So they, Nicolas Cage remade that movie.
It's a show or a movie?
It's a movie. Three-parter. Three movies. Not three-parter. Three different separate movies like The Matrix. But Christian.
It was a trilogy?
No, you think I'm bullshit? All the people that y'all know Left Behind 1, 2, and 3. And Nicolas Cage looking distraught. Not Nicolas Cage. I'm saying Nicolas Cage. Kirk Cameron looking distraught on every one of the covers. So, yeah. And what y'all see is Christmas movie. It's considered the worst movie of all time.
Wow. What is the movie?
It came out like 2 years ago. Oh, what is the name of that movie, man? You know, you
know it.
So basically, it's about a dude that don't believe in Christmas, and he takes him through a whole thing of believing in Jesus and Christmas.
Wait, and Nicolas Cage is in this?
No, this is Kirk Cameron.
Oh, Kirk Cameron. Hey,
this
yeah,
is supposed to be considered the worst movie of all time.
I can totally believe that.
Like, I think it's got like 2% on Rotten Tomatoes, or maybe 1%.
Damn, 1%?
You know, I think that's still better than Batman versus Superman. Hey, no. Jules!
Hold on, the Kirk Cameron movie, man. I actually tried to watch some of it on Netflix, and I couldn't remember, man. I was like, man, this is horrible, man. Like, this is bad. He directed it, too.
I can see the poster in my head, too.
It's called Saving Christmas.
There it is.
With Kirk Cameron, yes. He wrote it, produced... Oh, no, he didn't direct it. He was a writer on it, directed it, helped produce it. And the movie was... Well, damn, this movie made money? It was $500,000 budget, made $2.8 million.
We gotta come up with a plan.
It's
got to
be a Christian film.
For
it's
real.
Gotta be a
That's
Christian
what it
film.
Was, though.
Tyler Perry set up a blueprint. Dude.
Yeah. Anybody oh my bad. Currently, the film is 0% rating on Rotten Tomatoes, and average rating of 1.7 out of 10 on Metacritic. I mean, 1.7 out of 10, and on Metacritic, 18 out of 100.
We gotta do something, dog. Do they do? Have anybody ever done like a Christian porno? Not saying like it could, like I'm saying you could even jump, but has anybody ever tried to do like a Christian?
I don't know if I put that in the search.
What do you smash the gospel?
Like, that or you just show the heads to people. Don't show nobody body. Like don't show what they're doing. Just like show. I'm saying that way it's kind of like PG, but you kind of get.
But they got to be married first, though.
Yeah, you can show that too. It can show the marriage and then go right into fucking right after that.
Hey, that would get a lot of people to want to go get married,
setup,
though.
That's the setup.
A Christian porno.
Yeah.
You got to be married first. And then,
hey, the name of the title is called I Do, and then .. you.
Hey, look. But, that would be dope, though. Like I'm talking about, dude, just all you show, the rest of the screen is black, and all you just show is the heads. And like you know, what I'm saying you don't see nothing. You know,
necessarily. Like praise Jesus.
Yeah,
saying praise Jesus.
Yeah. No, man, okay. We go to hell after that.
I'm not even like, chime in on this one. I'm just sitting back and watch y'all burn. They trying to go to hell. Look at him.
No, man.
And we got our man Johnny back with us, man. That got a good response, man, from people, man, from last week, man.
Yeah, buddy.
You just put that out too.
Yeah. Just put out. Motherfuckers is emailing us already, man.
I'm supposed to start with a lie too, ain't it?
Yeah.
Going. Well, yeah. So what you been to, John?
So Beyonce, she ain't just dropped me off.
Okay.
He's smart. He's smart. He went right into
above and beyond.
Yeah, I'm trying. But, you know, I'm just glad to be back, man. I'm always having a good time with you guys.
So next, let's go to some comments and emails. This one from Johnny Dane. She said, finally, my guys are back for another episode. Don't get me wrong. I love all the other content, but Stradlocast is my shit.
Damn right, appreciate it. And who was that?
Johnny Lange.
Johnny Lange. Hey, appreciate that, brother. Where is he from? Does it say?
Let me look. I can go on his page.
Yeah, man. We got. I like to shout people out where they from, man. See where they at.
Let's see where Johnny Lange is from.
I'm going to visit
Memphis, Tennessee.
Memphis
town.
Okay, that's where it is, baby. Man. I performed at Chuckles Comedy Club down in Memphis.
Yeah,
I'm saying that's where I performed at with Corey Holcomb. Me and Corey did it one time. It was like
Memphis got some
4 months ago.
A girl put a root on me down in Memphis too.
Damn, what you do?
Fuck with her.
Yep,
I believe so. That's how I found out about all this shit. Cause all right, I'll tell this story before you get started. So, people would know. Then Lexicon, I'll tell you who it is afterwards, and then you'll be like, "Damn, okay." So basically, I was dating this girl. She lived in Memphis. I went to school in Iowa, so I went down there to visit for a weekend, kicking it in Memphis or whatever.
Skeet,
of course. Why would I be there?
And you,
I was a broke college student.
You skeet.
I'm only skeet. I had to make sure too. Like now, I'm buying this ticket.
Okay.
You know, I'm sleeping in the bed with you, right?
I'm going
then you
skeet.
At it. Then you go to the next level, like, you know. So, you know I'm going to pull my penis out, right?
I don't necessarily say that, Darryl,
But you got to keep it moving up to that level for you to know, especially at that time.
I mean, usually on plans like that, if I was going, I'm pretty sure.
That you know what to do.
Yeah. She knows the deal.
So,
I know the deal.
So, I'm down there and everything. So, And I was like, damn, man, why am I feeling this girl extra for some reason, man? She cooked for me and shit.
She put some pheromones in your chili, nigga.
Man. Yo, don't get it started, man, because I heard that's a whole nother. I don't want to get nasty on people because you know they put period blood in your food.
And the spaghetti.
Yeah.
I always heard about that.
I had spaghetti and motherfucking catfish. Didn't notice. I was only 20.
You really
20,
had the catfish. You don't even know it.
Oh.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah,
you don't even know.
Exactly. So some of my friends start calling me Swiss Catfish after that because I told them that I ate the catfish and ate the spaghetti. And
she was said, like, you was like in love with her?
Hell yeah, I was in love with her.
She put that root on his ass.
No, I ain't done. So I get back to Ames and they're like, damn, man, like, yo.
She might be the one.
She's older than me a little bit, like 2 years older than me too. So I'm like, yo, she had me all these different spots. You know what I'm saying? Somebody showing you different stuff. You didn't. I'm only 21, just learning how to drink. So she's showing me all kind of different shit. And then she called me and she was like, hey, I got your Nike shorts. And I was like, okay, cool, you know, I'm trying to come back down soon or whatever, you know, to come and see you or whatever. And then I told my professor, shout out to doctor, I said, P, he was my mentor. He's like, tell her to send those shits back now. I was like, why? He's like, tell her to send those shits back now. He's like, and she a red bone, and she a pay mama Creole. Yeah. Send to, you like, if you got to pay for it yourself. Send them. He's like, it's only Nike shoes. Send them bitches back. So I was like, you got to send them back. I was like, they my lucky ones. You know what I'm saying? Like, my grades is failing. I was making up all kinds of stuff to, like, get her to send these shorts back.
She was
back.
Not fucking with it.
And she was like, I mean, that's the stupidest thing. If you're trying to come down here in, like, another month or two, well, why you just can't wait till you get down? I was like, man, I'm just suffering right now. Them shorts, I need them back. So she sends them back. Why is it dirt and shit still a little bit on them and shit, though, like residue and stuff?
Because she was a dirty nigga.
No, because they was in the fucking backyard. They was in the backyard, man.
She buried them?
She buried them.
To keep
you. That's how you root them. You gotta root them.
Yeah, put the root
did
on.
Did you feel uprooted when you got them back? Like, you no more connection.
I felt free though, man. Yeah, damn. I felt free, man. I felt free, man.
And it's some crazy.
Said when you got them back, he was like,
but
no,
I ain't shit though. I went back.
You been down there, man. As
one more catfish. Then I stopped there. And then look, I kept fucking with her after college and stuff too.
And she, you ain't know, she cut the crotch out and buried that shit down there. You had a big ass hole in your shorts.
Yeah.
Niggas never learn. You took your ass right back there.
I was 22, 23 years old. I stopped messing with her like I was 23 years old. I had graduated college and everything by the time I stopped talking to her for real. So, yeah, man, it was bad.
It worked.
It was a good story.
It worked. Yeah, it worked, man. It worked. So let's get into some topics, man. LeBron James, we didn't talk about him last week. One of our listeners that emailed us about why we didn't talk about the NBA Finals. LeBron James' legacy.
Oh, he's definitely a GOAT. He's one of the greatest, period.
Yeah.
He is. I mean, you got people always say, well, he went to Miami and
he took Cleveland. So he won a championship in Cleveland.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm saying people try to throw it in his face. He went to Miami with Chris Bosh and Dwayne Wade. They got him. Okay, what about this? He went down there. They needed him more than he needed them, obviously.
Look what happened to him.
You know what I'm saying? Obviously,
they barely made the they barely made the playoffs this year.
Barely made the playoffs,
and they did make the playoffs.
Really
no, they might have to retire.
But we talking about, yeah, because of blood clots.
Well,
but okay, but really before the end, like
they didn't make the playoffs last
year.
Last they didn't make playoffs at all last
year. Last
year,
so it was like, and he played last year, but LeBron James is a game changer. You could pretty much put him on any team.
Yeah.
And I say this, like everybody try to say Steph Curry is the best player in basketball and all of that.
No.
I'm gonna say this: that boy Kyrie cooked him. This past series, Kyrie cooked him some Curry.
The only thing I think about is, man, I could see Curry like being pissed off, like waiting the next, like I want them back in the finals type shit. Not saying that Cleveland won't win, but I don't think Curry get done up like that again by Kyrie Irving.
I don't know, man. Kyrie,
you got to think about it. Curry is one of those people that has been doubted for his whole career. Those are the worst people to deal with.
But see, you would think that would have shown itself on Game 7. The way,
at least.
No, because he'd already kind of had that big head a little bit, though. You have knocked him down again. Though.
He had already been knocked down. They came back to tie it up.
But he still thought they was going to win. Like, he was still that arrogance. Like, we got Game 7 at the crib.
Nah. Yeah.
You know, but I'm telling you, I feel
what you're saying.
Yeah, like, you're going to get knocked back down and get back up.
It's hard for me to think that.
You think he was defeated, too?
I don't think he was defeated. I think
he was also hurt.
Honestly, the way I saw it, I thought that he was actually going to come out with anger in 7. Just because.
I'm with T.
Just because of the way the game
sees. And on his daddy, too. He don't like Cleveland, man. And his,
that was after
that.
Right, that's what I'm saying, though. You all that stuff fuel you. You just pissed off. He might be shooting threes right now in the gym. His wife like, I ain't seen Steph in like 2 weeks.
Well, he got a little time to shoot threes.
I still don't think he's going to be able to compete with Kyrie. Kyrie's just a different player. Like, Kyrie.
Now, especially, because he's now he's Kyrie. That's all it is, though. That's what anything anybody does, though. Confidence. It's players out there who come up off the bench. You might see him at the end of the game, and they might shoot some bad shots.
Like
you like,
think about Robert Horry.
Not even Robert. Jeremy Lin. Remember when Jeremy Lin? Remember when he first came off the bench
with the Knicks,
and then like he was like rolling. People were like, damn. I remember he played the Lakers. Kobe Bryant. They was like, you know, what you think about Jeremy Lin? He was like, I don't know. He didn't know who he was. Jeremy Lin came and put 38 on the Lakers, and like. He did a fucking spin move on Derek Fisher. I'm like, damn. I was like, what is the Asian kid out here fucking y'all up? Yeah, like, but he was confident,
and you don't know what team he playing on now.
Yes, right. I do. He played. Well,
I'm just saying. And now you don't know what team he playing
on. Right. Well, I know at this point, though, he's going to get picked up by another team just because
he's been playing. Yeah, but I'm saying, but I'm saying you don't know what team. He's basically a footnote right now.
Yeah, but his confidence propelled him to be like, if he wasn't confident coming off that bench, it would just been like, never would have known who he was. But him being confident and going out there, taking it to them, that's what the B-Dawgs are like. Right now, Kyrie Irving is cold. We all knew he was cold. He's always been confident. But this championship right here solidified it. It's like, dude, you done went up against Steph Curry.
Did the breakup with Kalani motivate him? Like, I got to show this bitch.
I don't think he was tripping off her like
man.
That.
No. You'd be surprised. Think about if you broke up with a girl and everybody hitting you up about it. You'd be like.
But he said they weren't even together. Yeah,
of course you say that.
Nah.
Of course you say that.
They weren't photoing together. Maybe like one time.
Honestly, the whole reason why Kyrie was Kyrie was just because of what happened last year. You know what I'm saying?
That knee injury.
Mm-hmm. They was this close. Everybody, you know, Curry became the fucking golden boy. And he was giving it to Curry then, actually.
He did.
He was definitely giving Curry problems.
I think he owed a lot of that to LeBron, man. Every time you see him interviewing Kyrie, he talking about, you know, LeBron teaches me this. He helped me out with this. He helped him build his confidence up. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's a good-ass team right there.
What about some people saying Kyrie Irving should have got the MVP over LeBron?
LeBron has 2 40-point games in a row.
No. LeBron led both teams in everything.
What's that? To this point, if you hate on LeBron, like, you are for real, like, a hater.
Yeah, like, you don't even care about basketball. You just want to hate on LeBron.
You are RH at this point. You just RH at this point.
It's just whatever it is. You hate on LeBron or anything that LeBron chooses to do.
RHing. I'm just saying, you've been RH'd. You know what I'm saying? You just RH at this point. I mean, I'm saying at this point with LeBron, you're sitting there like, man, he got to win another ring for me to believe. I saw people saying that, dude.
Come on, man.
You can only say that when you compare him to Jordan. You got to be like, yo,
you should actually give him an extra ring for Lincoln in Cleveland. He should have, whoever at the end of the bench should give him their ring. Anderson Varejao ring should go back to him, and he should have 4 rings.
No.
Because running the ring in Cleveland, they ain't won a championship in anything since
the 50s.
Our parents weren't even born yet.
The 50s.
You said, what, they like 52 years? So my mom.
That's my dad's exact. Well, I am exactly.
But I'm saying, so okay.
My daddy is 59.
My dad's 64.
Right. So you're talking about your daddy knew was 3 years old last time they won anything.
Yeah. I mean,
Jim Brown was busting down white girls in Cleveland last time they won something.
Yeah. Look, I mean, you can't hate on LeBron, James. Like I said, I'm a Kobe fan. I'm a Bulls fan for life. I'm a Kobe fan, Lakers fan because of Kobe, Derrick Rose fan. I like basketball, so of course I like seeing people play well. Man, LeBron James, can't hate on him, man. Like, defensively, offensively, I saw some people, like, you know, online when they was losing. And I thought it was over with. I ain't gonna lie.
I thought it was over with.
We all did. When it was 3-1, I was like, oh, yeah, it ain't finna fucking
happened before. No. Everybody thought it was over with.
Like, it ain't
That's
finna
what giving
win.
More credence on top of it. Like, it never happened in the final before.
And so,
against the team that had the best record in history of basketball. You can't even write no best.
It's a Cinderella story,
yeah,
dog.
You can't even hate, like... Like, you are for real hater, man, and, like, you should give somebody else your woman and your kids being that much of a hater, man. That's how I feel.
And I'm going to say this, too. Golden State, y'all didn't win the championship, so you still not better than the Bulls.
Yeah, you're not better than the Bulls. No, you're still not. Sorry.
Yeah, you got to win, man. You got to get that ring, man.
Then I saw somebody getting ridiculous. Then you got the other side of the coin on Javon and everybody. Somebody was trying to tell me that the Cleveland team would have had a better overall roster than the Bulls had. For the 72.
You mean the Golden State team?
No. But I saw people trying to compare that Cleveland team, saying Kyrie Irving is better than Pippen, and that Jordan and LeBron are basically a wash.
I don't know if that's necessarily true.
Why are you comparing Pippen? Pippen is a fucking Hall of Famer.
Right, you're talking about... Come on, man.
What kind of ridiculousness, man? You can't compare.
And
who's going to fuck with Rodman?
Because we got Rodman. Even like Ron Harper was putting in work, basically.
People understand,
you know?
Ron Harper would have been a Hall of Famer if one of his knees injury fucked up.
But he still was serviceable.
Yeah, exactly. He was still getting you 14 points a game.
I mean, he was starting too. You know what I'm saying? So,
Kukoc. Who going to fuck with Kukoc off the bench?
DJ, that's my guy.
You
got
to think about it, though. I'm just thinking about the last stats. You know what I mean? Like, I'm thinking about like Rodman and Tristan Thompson. You know what I'm saying?
Rodman would serve Tristan Thompson up.
I think it's quite... I mean, look.
First of all, he's going to fill on his breast to start it off just to get it popping.
he might get Tristan a technical, dog.
I don't know.
He got called Malone multiple technicals, dog.
No. He's gonna get Tristan a technical.
And Karl Malone is probably is what the top 10 like, scorer, one of the top 10 scorers
like,
of all time.
I'd like to see Jeremiah Green.
He's number two. He's the number two scorer behind Kareem.
All time, yeah.
Who?
Karl Malone.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I'd like to see Jeremiah Green and Dennis Rodman. They're the same nigga.
I'd say Rodman's way more.
I'm gonna tell you the gangster. The guys who play like that and try to get under your skin, like, of course, Draymond Green, Dennis Rodman, Ron Artest, those type of guys.
I heard Larry Bird was like that, too.
No, what's your boy? Fucking Bill Laimbeer.
Bill Laimbeer.
Oh, for
Bill
real.
Laimbeer. I seen him in airport.
That's why, what you call Robert Parrish stole on him.
Yeah, the chief.
And then Edwards, which like was his running buddy, that he was like, I don't even know why you was cool with this racist white boy, but y'all ran together, though, and everything.
Bill Laimbeer was racist.
No, that was the thing that he, like, people assumed he was. But he's not. But people were just...
Because he's just so fucking evil and grimy like, and shit.
Yeah, and he was grimy. And people was like, are you racist? Like, no, I don't want to talk about that. And you would. He just kind of kept the egg people alone. No, the egg people alone. And like, I think like his niece or something is like black or something like that crazy. So it's like...
I mean, they ain't... That don't mean he...
No, but I'm saying... But I'm saying it's not like he's not... You know what I'm saying? Like, he never said anything racist necessarily. I heard he may have said something like... You know, to fuck with people, but it was like, you have to watch the Bad Boys documentary. They kind of go into it and everything. Yeah, if you can rewatch it, but nobody was fucking around. Ron was driving like 18, 19 boards, man.
Kevin Love had 14.
Kevin Love was getting them off long rebounds, man.
It don't matter. Did he get the motherfuckers or did he not get the motherfuckers? They're not going to be, well, that was a long rebound, so that don't count. Like, no, I mean, he got 14 fucking rebounds.
Okay. In this league now, Rodman probably have 35 rebounds a game.
Ain't nobody else jumping.
That's not like the old dude barbershop and shit cutting her. That nigga had 79 points in a quarter. No. I mean, he actually probably had less rebounds because the way they be calling fouls now and everything on the low. But so you think Kevin Love can match up with anybody?
I'm not saying that. I mean, maybe Luke Longley. I don't know.
You already done a Luke Longley.
I was originally saying Tristan Thompson because of the energy. Like they're both aggressive. They're not really scary. Like they'll go up and they're fucking.
But after Dennis Rodman grabs on your balls a couple of times, you're gonna be kind of not gonna go up. Right? Am I right, Javon? You're gonna be real intimidated. Like after you grab on your balls a couple of times,
if anybody grab on your balls,
I'm saying you're gonna be real intimidated after a while.
Right, especially from the bottom.
Yeah, because I told you. Think about you going up and he grabbed right there like that though as you're going up for a rebound. I'm like, no, I thought it was the ball, man. My bad. I thought it was the ball, man.
It was the ball.
Yeah, I got another rebound. They said,
I got two rebounds.
So, LeBron, what do you think about people saying he's better than Kobe now, though? Because I've said
Who, LeBron?
Yeah.
Offense, I would say all around game, yeah. Mm-hmm.
If he gets another ring, if he gets another two rings, if he's tied with Kobe, I think it's undeniable he's better than Kobe.
All around.
I think he's also
period.
No, offensively he's not.
Yeah.
But if you're saying better player, if you're ranking players, he would
no,
be
no, well, he's saying that. Well, I mean, if we're talking statistics.
No, but some people think that's blasphemy to say that he's damn near tied, okay, he's tied with Kobe now or better than Kobe right now.
So would like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar be better than Michael Jordan?
Yeah. Right. I say he's number one. I think he's the best player of all time, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Okay. Well, yeah. I mean, if we can.
I would say him and Kareem about 1A, 2A. You know what I'm saying? Like,
so Michael Jordan?
And him about Ty.
But
you know
if we're going by stats, though, Kareem is probably better.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, I think it's hard.
Jordan changed the game.
But what
Kareem did, too.
But I think it's different now because there's a lot more people. The players are a lot more interchangeable than they were back then. Like, with stretch fours and, you know what I'm saying, small ball and all the rest of that shit. Like, you get the entire team's fucking hovering between 6'3 and 6'8. You know what I'm saying?
The
so
footer ain't really there like that.
It's not. The position of center has completely been changed because of the stretch floor.
Duncan is probably what the last.
That's what they say.
Yeah.
So
true big man?
Well, I mean, you got other people who are true big men, but they're just not as prolific.
Impactful big men.
Right. Like, I mean, they're just impactful in different ways. Like, DeAndre. No, DeAndre Jordan's impactful as a motherfucker because DeAndre.
He can't hit free throws.
But exactly. So that's a statistic. But as far as defensive and grabbing boards, he is impactful.
Rodman hit more free throws than him, and his been free throws.
But Rodman has always been a good shooter. He just became a less option when he moved to the board. Look at him when he was
the Spurs. He was a less option when he moved. Like, you know.
Look at him when he was with the Pistons. He was like the third. He was second or third option because he could shoot. Yeah. So
he's also the first dude I've ever seen with a trampoline on the side of during timeouts. Like when he was kind of jumping on the trampoline.
It's
Y'all remember that?
It's called a rebounder. It's supposed to help.
Yeah, but it was like I've never seen another player do that though. He would like have it damn near on the court, like on the sideline. Maybe he was fucking with people. I think back then, like you know, I'm gonna get back in.
Thing.
Yeah, like he just jumped, and I'm telling the game is going on. He's jumping on this trampoline because when I was growing, my dad said, "Hey, they like this motherfucker Rodman over here jumping on a goddamn trampoline and shit."
Mad as hell.
My dad be mad as a motherfucker. The game is going on. My dad focusing on the goddamn Rodman over there jumping on the trampoline.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think I agree with Javon. Like, it's hard to say that one player is better than another because, like, when you got a whole, like, think about it. Kareem's entire team, his whole offense went through Kareem. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. or Wilt the Stilt. Like, when he scored 100 points, the whole goal was, hey, get that nigga the ball.
Yeah.
That's it. That we didn't run shit else. Just, all right, here.
But I would say this. I think you can compare Kobe and LeBron a little bit more because they're almost within certain same eras, though.
They're not even same position, though. You know what I'm saying? So, like, you can compare.
Like, Kobe ain't never played power forward.
That's my thing, though. I think LeBron needs to get more respect is because you got to think he's only missed the playoffs twice in his career. And that was, the first 2 years he was in the league.
I mean, and that's
and
fine.
And you think he took him to the finals with him.
But he was also in the motherfucking East.
No, but...
He's in the East, so yeah. Put Kobe on any team on the East, yeah, nigga.
But the East at that time when he went to the finals wasn't bad. Boston was still good. Was good then. Orlando was good.
It's the East. You got
no. You got to think about. Well, then you have to take away from what the Lakers did in the '80s. Then because the East wasn't the
that's
East was better than the West.
And that's up
was
for
way
contention.
Better than the West.
That's up for contention. But during Kobe's reign, the West has always been. But you got there are people bad. All the teams are battling for these eight spots, and all of these have a good shot. It ain't like you looking at, like, think of Toronto in the 90s. Niggas was nobody. Nobody was checking for Toronto. I mean, in the 2000s, anybody checking for Toronto?
I mean, Vince Carter, man.
Yeah.
And Tracy McGrady.
Yeah, okay. And how long that lasts?
2 years.
If that, exactly. Yeah. So, no. That's my point. That nigga's in the East. So, of course, he's going to make the playoffs. But Kobe, especially like when the loss of like, you know, when Shaq's gone and all the rest of stuff, I guess the way I'm looking at it is like.
But Kobe had, I mean, not Kobe, Bron had us four in here playing, us five in here playing with him on his squad that took to the finals. I ain't seen nobody, East, West, it don't matter
but
who you are, to be able to take a whole bunch of dudes that nobody can name that are the starting five right now.
Who?
Besides Danielle Marshall that was on that squad with him, maybe.
You talking about when he had,
You can't even name him.
You had Boobie Gibson. You had Jamario Moon. You had...
Okay, really?
Yeah, I'm just telling you.
But I'm saying...
Yeah, Andrew Barry's out. Yeah, motherfucking...
Look, what's even more sad?
What's the nigga that won? What's the nigga that's on the squad right now that they put in?
These niggas are under
35. Mo Williams.
He started off with Boobie Gibson.
Mo Williams.
So I'm saying, oh, you think this is a good squad?
I'm just saying like a name, but I didn't say it was good.
No, I'm saying these are some... I'm saying these are unmentionables. Only one that was decent was Danielle Marshall. Danielle fucking Marshall was like the second best scorer on that squad that year.
No. I think Eric Snow too was on the team. Wasn't
he? Eric Snow was.
Yeah.
But that's my point though. It's really? It's the same shit. It's the East.
And you got the beef for Eric Snow, don't you? You
think it's the worst? I'm just saying he's the worst point guard that I've ever seen in the NBA.
And think about and LeBron.
He wasn't that bad. What's the Cleveland's backup point guard right now?
Dellavedova.
Yeah.
Yeah. Over Dellavedova. Yeah.
Really? Exactly. Over Deli.
Yes. People always try to say, I mean, Deli, he can shoot.
Can he? Deli can shoot.
Yeah, Deli can shoot. Come on now. Look at him shoot.
Did he
pay? Hey, come on. Look at if you take 12 shots and you hit four, miss eight.
So what is it? What do you think his 3-point percentage is?
Who? Derek Snow's career?
Nah, Dellavedova. He said that.
I think Deli's is probably like around 32%, 32 to 35.
Let's see. What I'm saying is, it was better than Eric Snow.
I think Snow may have been a better facilitator.
I can't say that. I could just say he played. He was out there. So
but like this, they would have had a better chance. The Lakers would have kept Larry Hughes instead of Eric Snow.
But of course,
I think so.
Not saying it would.
Larry Hughes wasn't even that bad.
Nah, they traded him though and put Eric Snow in the starting point guard position.
Somebody saw something.
Eric Snow. So. All right, so they wanted us to talk about that. Let's go back into these topics, man. BET Awards, man. Let's just talk about it, man. What y'all thoughts about it? Have you watched it?
Yeah, I watched it.
Did you watch The Rim?
I never watched them.
You should have watched this. This is probably the best year by far.
Yeah,
this is actually perfect. Like, I didn't really see no, like, coonery. Like, where,
I
like,
did.
What did you? Okay.
Designer.
It's two moments. Go on, I'm going to see yours.
No, you go first. You got two. Go ahead.
Oh, you want to go back and forth? I can do one. You do one. Designer.
Okay.
Yeah, I saw that.
But also, I think it proves that, like, and I want to give it a juxtaposition with this, the performance of the designer.
I'm sorry. I'm just laughing at Javon because I think of that designer. I think
just
that
in general, that post
that he made.
You talking about the Timmy freestyle, right?
No, he put this post on. Like, have you seen? It's got designer, and he's just looking in the camera. He don't even do nothing. He just like, started making noise. He'd be like, hey, and he starts like grabbing his head and shit.
He's feeling himself too much though, and that's a whole nother. That's the thing I'm feeling going.
I was just saying it was just stupid because Javon said this is what it looked like when you you were in school
and you walk past a special class. You look in, and you make eye contact with somebody on the inside. This is what they start doing. Hey,
dude, you have to see it now. It was so funny. Oh my god.
Oh, wow. So, no, what I was saying was, I was talking about this. You look at juxtaposition to the Fat Joe performance. Now, it's a regular, they ain't doing that extra special, but they just was rocking the mic, moving the crowd. Mm-hmm. Designer wasn't even singing his song, his DJ was.
Right.
He was just running around, just jumping around in the crowd and shit and getting hype. And I think the other cool moment was after Jesse Williams' performance, they've had Future perform.
That was it.
Maybe they didn't know what he was going to say. Maybe they should have known.
Yeah.
Who didn't know?
I'm talking about,
yeah. No, they knew. He was reading off a teleprompter.
Yeah, they should have moved some around real quick.
You had time, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, you ain't gonna go stand
up. I mean, what do you expect? It's a humanitarian award, and it is for him speaking on activism. So of course, you know,
should have been a commercial break right after that.
Or they should have put that award first right after Beyonce's tribute because it would have matched up better. Yeah. But you know what really made it bad? The coonery wasn't the fact that Future followed him. And like you said,
it was the song.
It wasn't even a song.
What was the song? I couldn't tell. I don't know, whatever,
one that's out now. The wiki, that's on that wiki.
Yeah,
wiki,
Young Thug was on that room, right?
Nah.
Okay.
What made it fucked up was in his speech.
He
talked about rap, and he was like, you know, we not out here. He said getting money ain't about everything. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You out here rocking
and
brands.
And I think that's the main thing
shit.
That people did not take heed to.
Niggas stood up and clapped for him.
I'm like, he's sitting there talking about the brands on your fucking back.
Right, it's y'all niggas.
Brands on our back. Nigga. Mm-hmm.
He's like, he's making these a direct correlation. Y'all like, yeah, like it's other niggas that he talking about. Yeah, fuck all that shit. And then the next person that come up is Future talking the exact shit he said that we should not be talking about. Fucking bitches snorting coke.
It'd have been if he did not give two fucks, if he'd have been like this motherfucker finna come out Future in a second and just went off script. Like this motherfucker Future just finna come out in a minute.
How bad would have won big time?
That would have fucked the whole show up. Right. It'd be one of the moments where don't nobody know what to say.
Everybody was standing clapping and it's all kind of like sat
down. Damn, they didn't have to say that. Where Future sitting there?
He wouldn't even have to say Future. He'd be like,
and this motherfucker like, finna come out. Hey, no, he could have said the Future and his motherfucker that's finna come
well,
out
you
now.
Know, you know what's funny? Jesse was probably don't even give a fuck about the BET Awards. He was like, thank y'all. Nah. So now on to this other bullshit that's about to happen.
What if you did? If you were Future, like, what do you think Future could have done? Like, you think he just came out? Do you think he would have said something or just like
he would have came out
in the comments?
He would have came out and recited, "I have a dream." What
could he have said after that? Dude said it like, I mean, Future could just like, look, y'all, I feel him. And what I'm going to do, man, I'm going to go write some more material.
I got you out next year.
Hey, hold on. Hey, but I'm going to do this new joint I got called Commas. That y'all might have heard it before. Right. It would have been funnier if it would have been Commas, though. He did, though. Like, what if it was Commas he did and he changed it? Like, hey, man, I can't do this Commas song, man.
Or it'd have been like, no, we just changed it to Count Us. We want to be counted. We want to be counted.
You talking about voting.
We talking about right. We want to be recognized.
All right, man. What did y'all think about the Jesse Jesse Williams speech overall though?
That was dope.
Yeah.
It was dope.
I think it was dope.
Amazing. I think everybody on their Facebook saying.
There's a lot of people too, hating right? for no reason, man. Like it's just hate.
So I saw somebody say that.
People are
what
like
has he
mother.
Ever had to go through?
Yeah, because he light skinned and shit. Like, get the fuck out of here, man.
Y'all missed the whole point of
niggas is gonna be niggas.
Hate anything.
I forgot what rapper said it, man. He said niggas gonna be niggas. That's a must. I can't even remember who it was. Maybe it was Pac or somebody. But man, he said a lot of deep shit in there. I think it went over a lot of people's heads, man. like the part where he said the white this white construct. The whole concept of white construct is made in America. A lot of people know, like, being white was an American thing. You know what I'm saying? Before, you was an Italian, you was French, right. You was English, you was Scottish. When they all got over here, shit, they was all split with that shit into the 50s, 40s. You know what I'm saying? When it's like, well, shit, man. We trying to redline this shit for these neighborhoods, these black folks getting in here. Well, we all white now.
Well, it actually even started before that. It was like, well, it was kind of like that when they were doing the indentured service and shit to get niggas to actually participate.
Well, yeah, you go back though, Irish, part of that, yeah. But I'm talking about even economically based where it was like, we all going to be moving in together and it's all going to be, you know, these different, oh man, come on, man.
Look, I'm serious now when you see this video.
But Designer's feeling himself, man, and we know he's all going to only have this one hit. Like, we know this, man, at this point, right?
Nah, it's gonna be more. I promise you, we all thought the same thing about Slim Thug.
XXL Thug, Freestyle, Thug. Man, he making a whole song of that. Yeah. Dan is still right now. Yep. Yeah, he's making a whole song of that.
Look. Please, I really hope this. You gotta see how it start off. That's making it funny. Look, think about what Javon just said.
He said you just
made contact with a nigga special class.
Hey, no, this. Oh, man. He's feeling himself, man. Let him feel himself.
I guess so. That's a little bit too much.
Yeah. Hey,
what y'all think about the Prince tributes?
I thought that was dope. I like Janelle. I saw the Bilal booty.
The Bilal was the best one. I think that was the best one. Bilal was the best one.
Yeah, I think Jibba Hudson did a little bit too much.
Yeah, I didn't like that. I'm talking about sing along with me while you singing Purple Rain, but you ain't singing it the way that we know
and
it.
Why you fucking how you singing it? And why you fucking up the guitar solo? That's the main part we all came here for.
Yeah,
I mean, people, I don't know, man. I like Jennifer Hudson, but
I think sometimes
we don't pick the right people for the right thing on BET. Like, you know, the right type of tributes, for real.
Right, yeah.
Like you say, definitely, like, if it was a Michael Jackson tribute, you want, like, of course, like Chris Brown or somebody like that. I'm trying to think of somebody. Maybe they should even have Jamie Foxx do like a somebody tribute that to, you know what I'm saying?
They should have somebody like Lenny Kravitz, honestly.
Yeah, Lenny Kravitz. Like I'm thinking of somebody who...
Miguel.
It's somebody that people D'Angelo. Don't know. Somebody like that.
D'Angelo's
supposed to be on, I thought, at first.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I thought he was originally slated for it. I guarantee he was originally slated for it.
I would have rather seen him do Purple Rain than Jennifer Hudson.
It's somebody else that people don't know or they may feel in room. You might know Van Hunt would have been good, too.
Yeah.
He would have been real good for it. Van Hunt would have been good as well. So, BT Worlds is good. Room, you guys should check it out, man. It was good, man. This fast food do some of the bullshit performances. You know what I'm saying? It was good, though.
Yeah, like Usher's and...
Yeah, what the fuck was... Javon, what the fuck was Usher up on?
Man, Usher need to go
on. He said no limit,
to this masterpiece. My thing is, Usher, I understand what he's trying to do. But like,
man, why nobody want to be in the adult lane? When he made
that good kisser, that was dope to me. I thought that was dope. I thought that was a good lane he was in. I thought he was gonna come up with an album that sound that had that similar sound. But then like he switched it and goes to like this. I guess he's trying to be a little street.
Well, honestly, I think that is the adult lane though. When you think about it, unfortunately, it is. Cause think about it. All the shit that he's naming is shit that we grew up on. The whole song, it wasn't even just the verse. The entire song was him creatively using Master P either sayings or albums and applying it in a sexual nature. But the only people that's going to recognize that shit is us. Because he was talking about, you keep fucking something like you're going to get this ghetto D and the whole. And I was like, okay, I mean, it's clever. I don't like the song.
It'd have been great 15 years ago.
Right. Agreed.
Agreed.
Right. Agreed.
It's going to have been the bomb. But now, not so much, man. Go in your lane. You almost 40, Usher.
You end up like Brian McKnight.
Honestly, even almost being 40 don't make no difference for now. I mean, because look, fuck.
Puffy, 50.
Two Chainz, like.
Rick Ross, all that. Rick Ross, like 39, something like that.
Nah, Rick Ross, I think he is 40.
Okay, well, I'm saying I know.
That's even more than Chainz, right.
I think Trick Daddy and all them the same age.
You got to give like 4 or 5 years extra when you're a rapper, when you're an R&B singer, you know?
Yeah.
You got cut off, you know what I'm saying? They got some leeway for being rappers.
Trey Songz, 47.
Well, no, shit. Look at fucking R. Kelly.
50.
He know he's 50.
Boom.
He's
50, yeah. 49. Yeah.
That nigga can hit. I guarantee you. Had R. Kelly sang that shit, it'd be completely.
No, I think R. Kelly's running out of that lane too. I think his lane.
Yeah, he ain't in that lane no more. No, he's not in that lane no more, dog. Like, R. Kelly is in that old head trying to be cool.
So
lane.
Let me ask you this: he's not in that lane no more. When did he get out? And was he in his 30s?
I'm gonna say.
No,
the,
it was not in
that's my point. So that means
it
was a couple years ago.
No, I'm saying
no, because when did the re-up came out just 2 years ago.
When did the re-up come out? 2007 or something like that?
Yeah, but he went back to that because I thought he was gonna be that lame when he did what was the Love Letter album and what was the album after that rim where it's Be Single, Out to Be Night. I was like, okay, you doing some adult shit. Then he went to motherfucking right. Marry the Pussy, the album directly after that. He'd, all that goodwill he had got from being on the Tom Joyner Morning Cruise and shit went right out the window when he was like, you know what, I don't like being on a Tom Joyner Cruise doing them songs. I want to go to the motherfucking Freaknik.
I want to go to Freaknik. I want to sing
IP.
Yeah,
to let him say he gonna be at the ambassador.
He trying to sing to like Chris Brown audience. It's like, dude, you can't. That's his
hold on to that for everything, man.
All they know is you pee on little girls. They don't know nothing about you.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
So we talking about little kids, man. Let's segue into Michael Jackson, man.
Oh. Yeah, my thing is with that. I don't believe
that. We
talked
about it a little bit, but we didn't talk about it much. Okay. Somebody asked us, like, expound on it a little bit.
They talking about he had child porn and stuff like that. You know.
You don't believe that?
Nah.
Come on,
nah,
man.
Nah,
my thing is, like, I'm surprised everybody's surprised. It's them saying they went in this house and found child porn, and me is like, going to the Ramada Inn and be like, damn, I got a hotel room. Yeah, she's supposed to be there. No. And it's Michael. Come on, man. All them cases, $20 million to 20 different kids. I mean, $20 million to about 20 kids spread out.
Well, we don't know if that's fact, though. You know what I'm saying? That's a lot of that is here.
The fact that he paid. No, that's fact that he paid out.
Is it?
Yeah.
On what, though?
Mike paid out. That's fact.
I'm saying, but, okay, I know of one incident where it was like a phone conversation that was recorded of a dude saying, like, we going to get this money out of him. And it was a guy talking to his, like, brother about them setting Michael Jackson up. You know what I'm saying? This is from a long time ago, you know, a phone conversation. So with stuff like that that went on back then, I can see them, a lot of that being just made up because they know that Michael Jackson, he's vulnerable because, of course, people would believe that around that time. You're going to believe anything if a little kid say, me and Michael Jackson touched me. It's going to cause controversy. The media's going to eat that up, and they're going to point the finger at Mike like, you did do this, not even give him a chance to defend himself. That's why that one time when he did defend himself, he put the video out like right after that. And they took pictures of my penis, yeah, and this, that, and the other. You know, but I think a lot of the people who saw Michael Jackson as a
bank, cash cow.
Yeah, cash cow. Like, you can say anything, he's going to pay you.
Okay, let's try. Kid killed himself after that, too, right? The one of the kids that
even ended up saying it never happened.
And then killed himself.
I mean, it's guaranteed you had some parents in there that, oh, you was around Michael at what time? Oh, yeah, we about to go get this money. That's guaranteed, but you can't be ignorant to this. Come on, that man was touching on some boys.
I don't know. See, that's why
I hate talking to people about Michael Jackson, in my view, because everybody feel like Michael Jackson, like they brother, cousin, or something like that.
I take it as a possibility, no doubt. But I was like, I don't know, man. It's like, it's at this point, man, it's like, why would you even if it is so, man? Why would you even bring that shit out now? You know what I mean? Like, and even the stuff they found, supposedly it was like drawings and like classical shit that you would buy,
right? That like would be draconian, like, draconian, like, yeah, like
it was naked era little boys.
Thank you, Rim.
Rim, do you think he was musting the boys? You don't know either, huh?
I don't know. I always leaned towards. I believe he was in some type of way.
Yeah. Right, I mean, the man had problems. He was a genius.
He might not have been raping him, but he was doing
all the
time, something.
But the man had problems. He didn't like the way he looked. He didn't like, he had problems.
And that's true, but I guess the way I look at it is like, it's kind of hard for me to see Mike in that. He had a team around him, so it wasn't just him making all these decisions by himself. But I'm looking at it like kind of more so what Javon said. Like, it's way easier to just go ahead and pay out than to go through the court system, because at that point, all that publicity is coming back on you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so, with people being like, and at that point, is you over here, you know, you have to literally combat a little kid, be like, no, this shit never happened on multiple times. I mean, just think about how many times, if you got accused, how many times that you would have to defend yourself, and then how bad that would make you look every time you showed up, and it's going to be the breaking headline. You know what I'm saying? If he's worth $1 billion, $20 million ain't shit to him. You know what I mean? He's like, here, fuck, take it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Just get the fuck out of my face.
Get the fuck out of my face. You know what I mean? So, I guess for me, now he did have some real interesting... issues going on, you know, fucking slumber parties and all the rest of it. Yeah, this shit is weird as fuck.
And drinking the Jesus juice and stuff like that.
Man. So
he was giving them wine, calling the Jesus juice and stuff like that. I mean, it's a little bit too much for me to be like, nah, ain't nothing happening. Why you gonna give a 12-year-old some wine?
I mean, they do it in church.
Church ain't got a bed. Right there.
I don't know. We can talk to some of the Catholic priests.
They ain't watching Justin Bieber all the day in big
screen. What about that one church we covered where they was like, he had a bed in the congregation?
That's what I said. Look at that. I mean, the Catholic Church, I mean, shit.
That's a whole different other story. That's a bunch of Michael Jackson.
But that's what I'm saying. So it's kind of like, I don't know. You're just in the, you're in the atmosphere where it, like, if somebody has the wrong idea, it could just, it can go left, you know, mad quickly. Does he have the potential to do it? Yeah. Do I think he did it? I just, like, I don't know. I just feel like it came out hella late. You know, it's, I don't know. I don't even see what purpose
it serves. I didn't believe a word Michael said. This man came out with two white kids and said they was his. Man, I can't believe a word you said. I can't, look at, you said this kid.
They look just like him.
Oh, come on. The new him. Like the new him. I can't believe, come on, your kids got blonde hair and blue eyes. Seriously?
I mean, but they're yours.
Yeah.
So don't even read his last text message from Jules.
Don't even. Bob Batman Superman said he said they basically won the summer by not being in the summer. It's don't even.
Who?
Batman Superman. He said my Batman Superman won the summer by not being a part of the summer because of the Blu-ray is so dope. For this half an hour, I guess this extra half an hour made the movie so good. It's
know.
My fault, but you know I blame
yes,
myself. Though,
you do because you added
on. I challenged like their manhood and like what they know. Like
you did it. I totally blame
you. No carelessness, y'all know.
That was a great movie, man. I hate y'all don't like that movie.
Batman Superman.
Yeah,
you liked it.
I loved it. I didn't like it.
Johnny,
shut up, Johnny. Johnny's playing.
I love
Johnny. Johnny's playing. I know Johnny's playing. I know Johnny's playing.
Love that movie.
Johnny's bullshit.
I love the take on that. I love that DC universe where we got laughing and joking all the time, like in Marvel. I love Marvel. Don't get
Johnny's
me wrong,
bullshit,
but come on, man.
Johnny's bullshit.
I ain't like West Ham as Batman.
Man, you can't go from Michael Jackson to this bullshit.
I'm dead serious, man. I love that movie.
How?
I can't wait to watch the Ultimate Edition. I didn't like West Ham as Batman. He's probably the best Batman ever.
Oh, he's really smoking on
this Batman was old, rough, damn. Tough, whooping up on everybody, killing damn. Cats, not even blinking an eye. Damn, but they made it that way because the next one he gonna have a heart because Superman died for everybody. So now he's gonna be like the Batman
man,
y'all used to
dead.
See.
Ain't
even dead.
Yeah, this nigga.
I'm going to the top.
Yeah, that's messed up. With Johnny talking, everybody wants to stop.
Johnny
on that bullshit.
Y'all niggas don't like Batman.
Yeah. All right, let's go to Abigail Fisher fails to strike down affirmative action. It's the chick that Texas. This is what shit. When I was in, we was in undergrad. She started suing University of Texas because she didn't get. That's how long it was ago. 2003. She started this case. I remember.
Like,
when
I guess
it first
I only
started.
Read about it. The
no, because it started with a chick in University of Michigan at first, and then it was this other one. She was the next one that they tried to bring up to basically try to
and what happened?
Affirmative action. They were saying basically you wouldn't have gotten to school anyway.
Yeah, great.
She basically tried to say that it was reverse discrimination.
She wasn't black.
Because she wasn't black. Because they gave her quote unquote position to a black guy, a
now
black person.
Four other white
but they looked at her
grade.
Her grades weren't even high enough to get into the school, regardless.
Oh, so she's a white chick.
Yeah.
Even though white women have benefited off affirmative action more than anybody else, black,
right.
Black male, white male, whoever.
Yep.
Okay.
It's white women, and it was like, and then she just looks so fucking helpless, man. If you look at a picture of her,
yeah,
she looks like a
strategic man.
No, she looks like a chick with red hair that's in War of the Worlds or something like that, right after everything kind of went down.
you said this girl look post-apocalyptic?
Yeah, she does. There we go, exactly. She looks like in Mad Max, like a woman in Mad Max that's trying to figure out her way.
She just climbed out of 10 Cloverfield Lane.
Yeah, exactly. Cloverfield, there we go.
Yeah.
There we go, yeah.
She just seen some shit. She can't even focus.
She came through, man, you know.
Well, they had a hashtag, Becky with the bad braids.
Oh, they sure did.
Yeah.
That's that cool. All right, next up in our topics, man. Child sex dolls, age 3, available for purchase in United Kingdom.
That is fucking disgusting. That is disgusting. Real talk.
Did I?
Yeah, you tagged me in this.
Let me tell you, like, damn.
I think I just read the...
And you was like,
sure?
That'd be a good topic. Let me tag Daryl in.
Let me see. Hold on. Go to the.
Did you read the article, man?
I don't think so. I think I was just so appalled by the
like,
title.
We'll figure it out later.
It's horrible. I mean, some people trying to justify it saying like these pedophiles can go get this doll and just molest the doll. That way you ain't got to worry about them molesting kids.
No, they want the real thing.
That's the same thing I said, man. I used to play Wii golf on the damn Wii. And I'd be like, damn, I'm going to go hit some real balls. Right, you know, I went and took my ass out there.
I'd be playing NBA 2K16.
Exactly. You go right here. Hey,
what you say?
Pause.
Rim quick out.
He's some real balls. Oh, okay.
Actually, real talk, if I was the FBI and stuff, or like some, I used to track it. All right, well, we got him. Cool.
Yeah, cool.
That's super perverted, girl.
Actually, no. You should use it. Use it as a way to track people. Like, no, all right, well, we know John Wilson.
Don't use John.
He's a, okay.
Use Carl.
Lester Wilson.
Yeah. Lester. He bought a dial. All right, and then you could be able to track their movements and be like, all right, we got five dials and four. We already got four pedophiles already in the area that's listed.
You know, some Criminal Nines type shit right there. Look at you.
And five dials in the area.
It's a whole episode.
So we got nine people.
Damn, that's
dead. Yeah, man. And you could be narrowed down. Like, all right, it's nine motherfuckers.
We knocking on these doors first.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
The only thing about it, though, they super expensive, them dolls.
Right, even so it's better. You say the all your art. The next article comes out and said a 3-year-old doll industry goes into this.
Niggas go, hey, that's how you know that they they're stealing them shit.
Damn. All right, next up, the Sperminator. A New York professor impregnates 22 women in bathrooms who want to have kids.
Whoa.
No, that's the one I sent you.
Yeah, you sent me that one.
Tell him about the Italian dude.
Yeah,
he's a Jewish dude.
Yeah, he getting sued for child support.
Yeah, yeah. But
wait a minute, he used his own sperm?
Yeah. He either put it in a cup for you.
Yeah, or he was smashed.
Yeah.
Put on Craigslist.
Like they get, he did like, he literally, he is the white version of He Hate Me.
Yep.
So he, probably got all kids.
He do too.
Yeah.
No, he got 22 that they know of.
Yeah, so it could be more. Suppose he was donating it to him, but I think he was smashing them.
No, he admitted he said he was smashing.
All of them.
No. It was like they had their preference.
Oh.
So, because he said he
so
smashed.
So, like, ordering, like.
It was weird. Like, he said that in an interview, he said one of them, it was a lesbian couple.
Right.
That let him smash.
He smashed both of them, didn't he?
Oh, he smashed one while the other one's in the bed laying.
Hold her hand. Yeah.
You okay, like she's going baby? Into surgery and shit.
You all right? Is that all right?
What?
You want the real thing or the turkey baster?
Hey, that's terrible, though. I mean, it's funny, but like it's fucked up at the same time.
It's fucked up, though. All right, we already go to break. We've been coming back with everybody's favorite segment, Raw. No, we'll be back. Stralocast.
Bye.
Do your thing, yeah. Do your thing, do your thing, do your thing, yeah. Do your thing.
got my pride, I got my pride, and I won't deny it, baby. I promise that I can be good for ya.
Lowcast, we back. We back. Javon.
Yes.
Explain to everyone, Raw and All, that many new listeners.
Raw and All, this is the section, the section of the show where we go into rating our videos based on the saying Raw or Nah. The term comes from back in the day when your mom and your dad took a chance on that fateful night and you were conceived. If your mother would have offered your father a condom back in the day, your father would have said, no, you definitely getting this whole thing of cookie, this whole Warhammer of cookie dough shoved up in you raw, or it's gonna be I go down the street and I get with what's a good old person name?
Felicia.
Violene. Yeah, I give a Violene.
Mavis.
Yeah,
this is good. I like that.
I'm thinking of Mavis. So
Raw, when's the last time you heard a mate? That
it just popped in my
raw,
head.
Raw is good.
Old one, man. Yeah, damn, that's a good one.
Raw.
Man, that went past our parents. That's some 40s.
Yeah, so it's Raw or Nah. Raw is good. The O is in the middle. The Nah is like we ain't fucking with it at all. So that's how we rate our music.
First up, we got, this is the first time he's been on here, man, actually, I believe Jay-Z with Future. A song called I Got the Keys on DJ Khaled.
Also has a really good all my fans, fan love, you know what I'm saying? All my fans, and everything is that everybody, like, you know, everybody got a different personality, so every day somebody is... Safe talk, here we go, talking that safe talk. Major key alert. Are we good now? Major bag alert. DJ Khaled. I got the keys, keys, keys. 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 We go to court, we're gonna plead the fifth. I know the judge, I'ma shoot him some chips. I got the keys, keys, keys. I got the keys, keys, keys. Niggas always asking me the key. Till you own your own, you can't be free. Till you own, you can't be me. How we still slaves in 2016. Key to life, keep it bad coming. Every night another bag coming. I ain't been asleep since 96. I ain't seen the back of my eyelids. I've been speeding through life with no safety belt. One-on-one with the corner with no safety help. I put fun like Josh Norman. I ain't normal, nigga. Just a project nigga. Out in Beverly Hills, California, nigga. Bad rape talk. That's fun, nigga. Special golf talk here. All my niggas from the mud, damn near. All my niggas millionaires. We gon' take it there, I swear. You gon' think a nigga psychic. You ain't seen nothing like this. I should probably copyright this. I promise they ain't gon' like this. I got the keys, keys, keys. I got the keys, keys, keys. I got the...
Let's go with your first, John. Javon Bibbs.
I give it a high or. It was like it was right. It was close to a raw. It was high or though. I mean, I don't know. I think Jay-Z did a great job of what he could do with that type of beat. You know what I'm saying? But I don't know. I kind of like hearing Jay-Z. I guess I'm used to hearing him rap over some Kanye shit, like some soulful. Yeah.
Did you reminisce?
I'm gonna go with a low or. You know what I'm saying? I like the beat. The hook is actually dope.
Yeah,
I just don't feel Jay-Z over them trap beats. It sounds forced.
That's my thing too. That's my thing too, though, man. Yeah. It feels like it's pandering so much to me.
It's kind of forced.
You
to
know,
me.
Like it's like I was thinking, when is it gonna be a day soon? He gonna get on the track with Future? This feels like you trying to make yourself young, though, a little bit. Now it'd have been different if he would have brought Future. Like we talked last week, when we talked about. We talked about De La Soul bringing Snoop up to what they was doing, you know, on that song. Mm-hmm. That's not been different if he brought Future on kind of a Jay-Z type of style beat, if that makes sense, and right. Put Future on there. Like, you brought him into your area and made him kind of be dope within your confines of how you flow.
Right.
So that's kind of, you know, and I just don't think DJ Khaled should even be involved, too. That just pisses me off. <You're right. laughs> purpose there, for real. He don't produce. He don't do shit. So
he didn't produce that?
Fuck no. He's never produced none of them songs, dog.
Nothing.
None of them songs he's ever had. Man, he's never put together.
Hey, you and y'all should do a song.
Yeah, he's never produced, though.
Okay, I didn't know that.
He has no production credits.
I did not know that.
His DJ skills.
What type of credits does he get?
His DJ skills even worse. It's horrible.
Yeah, Rem is. You never seen Rem in the video of him? He has somebody else load his music for him.
For real?
Yeah.
Dude, that's gay.
Damn. So he on, but he on, though, huh?
Yeah, you can. I mean, hey, everybody on now. next up, we got Royce da 5'9"'s new track featuring Pusha T and Rick Ross, Layers.
Look at you, no pleasure in creative thinking, because you don't think creatively anymore. The real joy of being a human being is to be able to use your mind in the manner that the Almighty God has designed the human mind to do.
Tug of war in my mind's like a clash of the titans. Thoughts contrast, so it's layers to my writing. God fearing, but I'm God fishing. Yeah, God hearing, but I'm gone fishing. I'm an artist, drug dealer, foreign car keys. Drop jewels, so these falcons like the Maltese. Birds in the trunk, so these keys, now they homing. Letters and numbers on the coupe like it's Roman. Woo! All black like the omen. Kim said it, yep, big road it. So I'm feeling like a Greek god when I quote it. Light years ahead, but I was caught up in the moment. Moment of clarity, moment of silence. Burner on my waist, yet I'm saying stop the violence. Sitting on that white horse, look at Prince Valiant. Dad shakes his head, cause the worst waste is talent. I philosophize for them pitchfork scholars. Devil on my shoulder and the pitchfork follows. Poking at my problems, I know how to solve them. With a ski mask, automatic or revolver.
Slave is one whose power and authority is ruled.
Wanna see me running, they know I won't. They say misery loves company, no I don't. Ain't got no time for you to try on no Manolo Blahniks. All I got time to do is go back in time and pose with the Unabomber just so I could go back in time a second time to photobomb it. I live by a code of demonic Illuminati, Obama, Hovenomics. Hold up, hurdles in life, I hop in a turbo and roll around them. I'm dirty fresh in the flesh, I beat box. I put the book between the sheets to seek the G-spot. I'm in bed with three naked ladies holding hands. I'm in bed with three major labels, and I ain't talking about wearing clothing brands. Underground locomotive man, putting on a global show that no promoter can. I philosophize with wise words from learned lessons. In my world, mistakes turns to blessings. The hate turns to death.
Started hands on and niggas still pulling strings. Hotel suite straight selling niggas dreams. Motel 6 as I let the beeper ring. Was a water boy but ballin' always in my jeans. Season ticket holder, niggas sitting with the team. Fans on the roof for the spreads and the juice. So suspicious of the cars.
First thing you said before people don't even hear
I said Rick Ross picked his beat. Yeah.
You definitely know it. It's,
yeah,
it's so
it was smooth though, man. Like I'm saying, I'm gonna go first. I give it a raw. I thought it was dope, man.
I'm going raw too, man. Yeah. I'm going raw.
Yeah, I knew when you said that. I hadn't heard it before. But Pusha T, Rick Ross, man, and Royce 5. I'm like, come on, man.
Hey, no, go to the Eastside Crackhead, man. This is. Have you heard this song, Eastside Crackhead? Yet, Javon? Mm-hmm. It's the second
Javon,
one.
Javon, you have not heard this.
All right, next, Rim, what you got on for this one?
Oh, that's raw. Yeah.
Hey, but yeah, we talking about the Push T line. Kim said it, Big wrote it. Yeah.
Hey, but is it not true?
Yeah, it's true. That's true.
It should pop up right here.
Is that on Royce City? Is that on mm-hmm.
That's on Layers. The song's called Layers. Yeah, okay. That's right here. Yeah, this is by Eastside Crackhead. The song is called I think it's like I Want It.
Give it up. Productions. You about that life? I'm about that life. You ain't really, really about that life. If you really, really about that life, then turn up. JC, spin a key. Let me test your work. Boss, you the boss? Let me test your work. Jesus, you talking breezy? Let me test your work. Cam, you the man? Let me test your work. Dre and Snoop, like that chronic, I need something stronger. Molly cute, that's like an aspirin for my daughter. Big time, in the club, with a case of Ace. And now I stiff that whole table. Scarface, another court case. I'm a frequent offender. When Wyclef was hot, I was gone to November. 6 years, hard time. Bobby was fucking up, Whitney could have been mine. We would have been so high and so in love. When Amy Winehouse died, I could have saved her. I could have smoked like half of that. She wouldn't have had to go in cardiac. Arrest, hands up under her dress. Lindsay Lohan her mess, but I still cope above her breast. I must confess, I heard from a little birdie. Bring some crystal meth, you can't get that from Fergie. Had a real nice dream, me and Charlie Sheen. Few Playboy broad, I was hired in Rob Ford. Brick after brick, like Shaq at the free throw. I stayed hard, I put coke in my pee hole. You about that life?
Remember this, we'll go to first.
I'm going to Raw, dude. He rhyming.
Come on, man. Quit playing, man.
I'm going to go to Raw, too, man.
He still got it.
All right, man. I guess I give him Raw then, too.
He said, you about that life. Let me test your work.
Nigga said, I stay hard. I put coke in my pee hole.
No, I did not. No, I'm giving that a no. I cannot condone that shit.
He put coke in his pee hole.
All right, next up, we got Drizzy featuring T-Pain. Drizzy from Chicago Zone. Next up, her song's called Close to You featuring T-Pain.
special when I met you. Hate the way you bottle your confessions. I wait for you, I gotta know, I gotta know. With your mental because you get me. And whenever you want me, you can hit me. I'll be there in a minute, boy. I'm trying to get close to you. To you. Oh, oh.
You go first, Javon. Raw. I like it, man. It was smooth. It was like, it's that R&B it that was, I can play around my Gail or whatever. Like, you know, you can play around and play that around your Gail, man. You definitely, you know, that's going to keep the mood right. That was nice. I like that.
Reminisce.
I'm going to go to Raw, but I think with the T-Pain part, it was almost too much auto-tune. Mm. On this, I think they.
But that begin that her part was dope.
But T-Pain maybe could have went regular too, dog. Like his voice is cool enough for him to go regular.
On that joint,
or turn the auto down just a little bit.
It was a little too much on it, but I'm gonna go with the Raw.
Johnny, I like it, man. It reminds me of some like Ashanti type stuff back in the day. You know what I'm saying?
You could be in
like,
a nice whip though, pushing. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. With your chicks just chilling.
Yes.
You don't hear nothing like that too much.
No,
like, you know what I'm saying?
Man,
like,
I was like, this
like a breath of fresh air.
Yeah,
some shit.
And Drizzy's a rapper, so that's why I'm surprised she did that track. That's pretty dope. I'm going to Raw too. I liked it. I liked it a lot. Next up, we got Jay Nez featuring Chanel. Song is called
Young Money Chanel.
Yeah, and Chanel from Young Money. They take shot like a 9 bullet. My chain cool like a ice bucket. I fear carrots, me a talk like Bugs Bunny. You never know that me woulda get ya. Them call me the girl panty director. Your body ever flow like Niagara. Tonight or the night you are the rapper.
It goes down in the club with me and my dogs. We popping bottles, getting low. Preying out girls, that's light in the dark. I'm only here till 3. Cause I got a couple bands on me. I'm really feeling shorty. She take it down low, rewind it slowly. So amazing, girl. I really wanna get to know ya. You right beside me like a passenger. And all I wanna do is hold ya. You got what I need. And how you can get that energy. And maybe I'm at this.
I'm gonna go first. I'm gonna give it a high nod only because Chanel looks good.
I think Chanel looks good, and I'm gonna give it a regular nod. So yeah, I'm gonna give it a regular.
You're not gonna give her a curve for the fact that Reminisce.
I'm going to nod. I thought it was gonna be cool when it first came on.
Yeah. It was a high quality video. I thought it was gonna be a decent song from the quality of the video.
It was cool, but you know the quality of people's videos get better
got
just because.
Videos in general.
Yeah.
I gave it an O at least. I thought the beat was dope. There's no cohesiveness in here with me today. Damn, I gave it like the beat was dope. You know, it was a nice little whatever. I'm just gonna look at the next one.
last up, we got Martyr Man. His song's called Shots.
Yo. Martyr Man.
Yeah.
A-OK.
One shot, two shots, three shots, four.
Shoot.
One shot, two shots, three shots, more.
Shoot.
Both shots, five, six shots, through the door.
Shoot.
I'm taking back the line to the shots, no more.
Shoot.
Yeah,
fire blazing, amazing, the game is steady changing. No complaining, I'm flabbergasted.
the needle banging. We stand here hanging at 9mm shots ringing. The block bringing, they second line and the choir singing. Gotta get that money, fancy living, giving, sinning, winning. What a sacrifice these niggas been in, grinning, chilling, prison. Holy water, stuff boiling when politicians order. If this ain't Babylon, we can't just like a son and daughter. The ghetto news reporter, Trump trying to build a border to keep the Mexicans from exiting and crossing over. Gotta be in tune, cause soon everybody gonna face their doom. We so consumed with lying leaders and the black out coons. New world order, the mystery in the golden city. Don't want your pity, but poverty make a person shitty. They're screaming God, but it's hard. Confusion from religion. Somebody wrong, you got atheist.
Johnny, you can go first.
No, no, I'm good. He should have had a 2 minutes intro up on that bad boy.
Yeah, Javon.
You got a 2 minute intro.
You better come. It better be hypnotized. It better be hypnotized by
it. Better be like, hey, dude, I see what we was waiting on. in this case.
Or I ain't mad at you about Pac. We had the little 2 minute before again.
Yes, or a Thriller. Like how Thriller, you know.
You better come with something, though, if you're going to do that.
I got to go with Gnaw on this. I mean, I wouldn't read. This wasn't my. You know,
I would have gave it an or if they wouldn't have had a 2 minute interlude.
Yeah, I would give it an or if that weren't the case. You're right.
Reminisce.
Yeah, I might agree. I'm going to go with a Gnaw. I don't know. It just didn't make sense. Then the flow was kind of dated.
Yeah. And it's one of the people that think they dope just because they can rhyme a little bit, and it's a difference between just being able to rhyme and make a good song.
Yeah.
You know, just because you rhyme don't mean you can make a good song.
Right.
You know? But make sure you email straightoilc@gmail.com with all your stuff you want to hear on Raw and all. Any questions, comments. Twitter is straightoilc as well. Hit us up on Stitcher, iTunes. Give us some real reviews. Hit us on the voicemail as well, 641-715-3900 extension 769558. So we're gonna get in our last couple of topics. We're gonna get out of here. All right. Kanye West's video famous, Javon. We talked about this a little bit. What was it? What day was it? You just talked about that?
Talking about Yay video?
Yeah, we just talked about it somewhere. We was at.
I don't know. I think was it Janae crib?
Yeah, we talked about a little bit of Janae's house. That's what we talked about. I can't remember where we talked about that. Yeah.
Yeah, man.
People did. Oh man.
Yeah, people were mad, but it's like, man, you gotta understand when you like on the Kanye level, you gotta do all different stuff to kind of keep people, I guess, even talking. So it's like that was weird as hell. The video was super weird. You know what I'm saying? It was weird, man.
You ain't seen it?
No, yeah. I haven't watched it. Yeah.
People try to say demonic.
This is just some crazy shit. Yeah, that's the concept of it is crazy.
Plus, it's Kanye. You should know that stuff surprised you no more. He had Runaway. You remember that? Look at his clothing line. Yeah. Everything is weird. You know what I'm saying? It's just Kanye being Kanye.
Right. We know that.
Yeah.
Reminisce, have you seen the video?
I didn't seen it yet. I just heard it was weird.
Yeah, it's weird as fuck, man. This is all over the place. Kanye's going half crazy, man. I don't know.
I think, you know, some people.
He needs to break up with Kim, man. Like I told you, he needs to break up with Kim, man.
Who is that? Everybody. Them Kardashians ruin everybody.
Who I say he need to marry, though? Who did I say he need to marry?
Javon said he need to marry Rod Digger.
What?
Break up with her and marry Rod Digger. Or maybe not marry, but boyfriend and girlfriend at least.
Hey, Rod Digger getting them straight, dog.
Yeah, she would. Hey, she probably got some bomb pussy to put on the tour.
For real.
And her name ain't come up for the female hip hop honors. Now that I think about it.
But she ain't really had nothing.
But she'll,
like,
she'll probably be, she'll be performing though. I can see her performing on Queen Latifah or something like that.
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah.
I'm sure Queen Latifah's got like, look here, you can't have this. Yeah. You on my shit. I guarantee most of them. Honors probably got that, you know, on lock.
Bahamadia, she probably do.
Bahamadia be a good person to help present too and perform. Yeah. Since we talking about Iggy Azalea, she started crying. Somebody said she ruined, somebody was walking through and she was at the airport. She's like, are you Iggy Azalea? She's like, yeah. She's like, thanks for ruining hip hop. And then she started crying and shit. Yeah, they got her on TMZ and shit. Yeah.
Oh man.
Then they got her on camera crying.
Yeah. She ran away and just like this. Somebody's like, hey, you Iggy Azalea? Okay, hey, thanks. She's like, oh, okay. You know, like a person, like, oh, thank you for ruining hip-hop.
Damn. I mean, Iggy Azalea was getting out of hand at one point when she just was blatantly...
She was dope.
I think she stole somebody's lyrics before and performed them on... Did y'all see that? The way she was saying it, you could barely hear it, but, like, she got fronted out for, like, nah, she was using somebody else, and she was rapping them hard, like, it's like, just write your own shit, man.
Not even that, remember, she was like, I am hip-hop, I know what it is. Remember, Q-Tip was like, yo, you gotta kinda chill with the whole, you know, like, I'm hip-hop and all this, and you ain't even never been a part of none of this shit, like, chill.
Right.
You know, She almost feel like a white, like a woman Vanilla Ice almost. Is that what she's going to become, you think?
I think she's worse than Vanilla Ice. Because
really?
Like, yes. Like Vanilla Damn. Ice.
He didn't change his voice
in that. Vanilla Ice, to me, he like you can't. Ice Ice Baby is undeniable. Like, you know,
some
like,
people say Fancy is, though.
No, Fancy ain't like no Ice Ice Baby. Either when they come on,
I can see Fancy being played in the club though for the next 10 years.
For real?
Yeah, go like a general like mainstream club. I can see Fancy being played at Rim. What do you, I mean, you DJ? Do you think Fancy would be still getting played? Like a general mainstream club, like you going to Vegas,
yeah,
or something like
yeah,
at like a Vegas club or something. They gonna play Fancy,
yeah, like that type of
yeah, like they play
somewhere in Miami or something. Yeah,
Apple Bottle. They gonna play that same shit too.
But the Vanilla Ice was this. That was just crazy.
Yeah, the Vanilla Ice did kind of crazy.
People still doing that karaoke nowadays. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
All right, stop. Collaborate and listen, man.
Hey, y'all ever seen the thing where he got sued by who did he get sued by?
That was the funniest thing. I forgot the group.
Who was this? It was Queen, right?
No, it wasn't Queen. It was somebody else. Because the
Under Pressure.
Yeah, Under Pressure. That's not Queen, is it?
It's not. Is that
Under Pressure?
No, it's not Queen. It's But he was saying that did you ever see the thing? He was like, "There's go
doom 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 doom."
He said, "Mine go doom 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 doom." I was like, you know, that means nothing because Suge Knight took your publishing.
Exactly.
That's how he started Death Row. People don't understand. That's how he got a lot of money to do Death Row is by stealing his publishing. Is it allegedly putting them out the window?
Yeah.
You know, for David Bowie is David Bowie and Queen.
Yeah.
Is David Bowie and Queen actually? Yeah, David Bowie and Queen. Did that song. It is Queen. David Bowie wrote the lyrics. So it is Queen. Under Pressure is Queen.
Under Pressure,
yeah. Yeah. But David Bowie wrote it. So Ren, what do you think about the Iggy Azalea kind of that thanks for ruining hip hop?
Yeah, I don't know about that.
That's a lot to put on that white girl though.
Yeah, I think that's just kind of easy.
Yeah.
Just go beat up the nerd, you know, I don't think she ruined hip hop at all. She just was another.
How's he from Australia with a Tennessee accent?
Yeah, Georgia. Do you think I know where she was in Miami and like she's got help. Like she actually has an inspiring story somewhat. Like she basically left at 17 and like just kind of bounced around and shit for a while. You know,
she didn't holler at Becky with the bad grades.
Yeah, she needed to be able to figure it out. All right, last topic. DMX says Belly 2 is coming.
But it came already.
Well, I guess he just gonna say fuck. Well, you know they had to change the name of Belly too, and it's just called Belly Millionaires Club now.
Oh, I know that. Okay.
Or Billionaires Club, whatever. You know the little hyphenated part they got or whatever with it. He claimed he got a script. He said basically what he said is he's high in this interview for half or he's he's residually high. I think too. He may not be on drugs, but I think he's done so many drugs that he's constantly high.
Somebody on this one post I saw was like. DMX, you know, he doesn't look like he's doing well because, you know, like, I kind of tell something's going on there. And then somebody going to say, man, that's how he always been. I was like, hell no, it ain't. And, like, then somebody, when they posted an old interview, dude, he was like, you know, he was regular, he was calm a little bit, but he was like, yeah, you know, he was answering questions, like, just answering them. He was articulate, like, but now... He just like all
random.
Over the
place. He be all over the place.
You know what I'm saying, dog? Because, like, you know, niggas be over here, and you see niggas. And then
they do some hustling, and they do some other shit. And,
yeah,
and then exactly. He starts singing in the middle of his shit.
He be like, damn, man.
And that dude, like, he's like, so, yeah, you got, 13 kids? No, 17. Mm-hmm. You got your 17 kid is on the way? Like, yeah, nigga sniff. I sniff the ass and I fuck and I got in her.
Yeah.
I'm like, God damn.
What if I didn't watch all that. He said that?
Yeah.
He gone, man.
Dude, yeah. I believe he does that, man. A part of me believes he would just walk up on her.
Hey, but the one chick from St. Louis, though.
She from St. Louis, too.
Yeah, I seen that picture.
Too. Yeah. St. Louis will turn you out.
He only died for 4 minutes. This is what the hell I don't get. Everybody else that ain't doing shit, he only died for 4 damn minutes.
That's how it happened.
Nigga, the crack name, it was like, you gonna send you back to do some more crack?
Right. No. We only can do one a decade. We got Amy Winehouse as the last one. We only can do one a decade.
Right. You gotta go back.
Damn. I was trying to do it. But he said it was an asthma attack. That it wasn't drugs.
I'm sure.
He's like, when I'm high, I'm high. That wasn't that time, no. That was an asthma attack. I was like, okay, well, shit. I don't know. Maybe you did crack the day before and it was a residual.
Right, you had powder in your motherfucking neck from your nostrils.
But he says the plot for Belly 2 is that Buns has been in jail for 20 years for shooting. Remember the dude, the agent dude that called him? Remember he killed him or whatever instead of shooting the minister?
Right.
So they said he was 20 years in jail for that whole time and then he gets out. And what happens after he gets out? He said he didn't talk to Method Man, Nas, and he's trying to get with Hype Williams now to try to figure it out.
He talked to Method Man and Nas?
Yeah, he said they both down. So
there's that crack talking.
Yeah, I think he just
I don't think there's no need for it at this point, man. No. Like, let us just keep it, though.
But, like, man, at this point, too, like, I don't really want to see X. And I want to see X clean itself up and get better. I'd rather see an interview with X talking regular and just, you know, me being able to tell. I don't think so either. But I'm saying just being able to tell that he's in good health. Then opposed to looking at him on here talking about belly too and sniffing pussies and you know what I'm saying?
And then he'll start singing in the middle of like talking. He'll be like, "So I was with my one homeboy."
Real shit.
The interview was 1 hour and 15 minutes, dog. This dude just and he's standing up talking the whole time. They barely getting questions in. Answering questions before they answer. Like, well, damn, like, answer random shit. Like,
I think he, like,
you wanted to ask you about the time I was on Main Street getting that crack, right?
He trade.
Sure, tell us about it.
He trade. I think he, and like, X is in a position now where he's looked at as a character. Like, Mr. T, like, Mr. T got to wear the mohawk, yeah. So you know it's Mr. T. Yeah. X always wear, like, a little t shirt with his dog, with that one dog chain. Yeah. It's like, he gonna do that and with some boots.
Well, you say that Kanye and Dre producing half of the album.
Are they?
That's what they said.
Man, it's and the they crack
said Swiss
top.
Beats. Swiss Beats said that. And Swiss Beats is executive producing it.
Well, they need to tell
Swiss Beats said that. So,
Swiss Beats never should have been like, hey, don't do no interviews or nothing.
Right until now. We get this shit done.
Yeah, until we get it done. And we got a little thing for you to do before you do interviews. We got to get you together, man, 100%. Because, like, this right here, the interview made people look like, oh, man, this nigga still on crack.
And you know, he dropped a song today, too. It came
Blood Red. Yeah, I heard it. It was cool. It sounded like to me, it was on. X stuff sounds like a little forced nowadays, you know what I'm saying?
Like that last album sound forced, that whole thing sound forced.
He be like, the dog, like everything is, let me make sure I throw this dog bark in here.
Gotta
let
bark.
Me make sure I, it's gotta like, growl. Let me make sure I growl. When on his other CDs, like, even then it die, give me the, and my soul
the barking was like, at the end, like, is it like kind of an exclamation point almost, like.
It was like he just throw it in there, yeah, something like that,
out,
yeah.
And the song was out.
Yeah. So now it's like he rely on the.
But you know what? I take that back though, man. He did do that a lot back then too, though. Because remember, that's how you knew he was coming on a track on other people's when he would guest on tracks. You would hear that growl, like, "Oh shit, DMX on this track."
Yeah.
So he might be like he is going overboard with it, but that is kind of been his call.
Like
so.
on that money, money, yeah.
And on that song on 1472 on that Jermaine Dupri that with Mad Rapper though, Get Your Money Right, and he was like, you know, doom doom doom.
Yeah, okay.
You know,
that forever.
Yeah, that was the album, man. People sleep on that 1472.
And I still can't find that Rory and Andre 3000, dog.
Dude, I looked up, and I was actually Googling. Somebody else was talking about it, too, on a message board. Like, dude, they took that all down. Like, another dude, it was like, I was looking on a message board. I was like, a dude was like, I don't even know one other dude that got it. They said, I've been PMing him because he recorded it.
What?
And it's gone, man. Yeah, man.
It's gone from the web.
Gone from the web because it was Rory,
Big Crit,
and Andre 3000 on it, man.
When I heard it, I was like, man, this show sound like something. I said, maybe Daryl was, he thought it was like, sound like 100,000 cut because it did sound like something he'd be on. You know what I'm saying?
Not, and you could tell from the track. You could tell that the track, you could tell that track was supposed to be 100,000 on it, though.
Yeah,
After you hear the track, you like, this shit.
I even like critting them on it, like Rory and Crit. I like hearing them on it. That was really good.
Yeah. Rim, you got anything coming up, my man?
Nah, just follow me on Instagram, Facebook, DJ Reminisce 10.
All right. Javon Pibbs, you got anything coming up? Where can I hit you up at?
Hold on. Hey, I'm going to call you right back because I'm on the air right now. All right. Yeah, well, man. I'm playing another Class Clowns, man. Really trying to make some moves, man, to, like I say, hit this East Coast up. So, yeah, man, that's the...
You got any shows coming up soon out of town? Anybody?
I just got booked to do a show with David Allen Greer at the casino at the Lumiere. It'll be the 1st of October, but it'll be in a few months.
So people might want to come down for it.
Yeah,
it's Lumiere. 1st of October. Yeah,
October 1st.
What's up?
October 1st. So it's a whole weekend or just one night?
From what I know, it's one night. Two shows, one night.
Okay. Mm. Okay. Johnny, you got anything coming up anywhere people get you up at?
You know, hit me up on that Facebook or that same name. Jonathan May Instagram too, but man, just to have me out again, man.
We had a good time, man.
It was a good time.
Make sure you keep hitting us up. Show this love. Hit me up, Dig Game on Twitter, Dig Game ISH on Instagram, Dale Frierson on Facebook, all that good stuff. And we appreciate y'all listening and rocking with us. We'll be back next week. Peace.
Yeah.